According to drugfree.org, there are 23.5 million Americans living with addiction. Despite rehab facilities and other programs, some of those people will never get clean. However, other people will be fortunate enough to battle their addictions and win the fight. To get a better idea of what it takes to overcome addiction, we will talk with two former addicts who are now sober and a clinical director of a local rehab facility. We're here in Fairfield, New Jersey at the home of Vin Malacio, a former drug user who's now living clean. Vin, how long have you been clean?
I have been clean for approximately 45 days, but I count my sober date as the 27th of October because I went into detox on October 21st of this year at Summit Oaks. They detoxed me off of oxycodone and Xanax. They used Suboxone and Librium, and they had me on a 5-day taper in which they gradually decreased the dosage of Suboxone. But the reason I count the 27th as my sober date is because I was no longer on Suboxone or any chemical of any sort, and it was the first time that I ever got home from a rehab where I actually had the intent to do the right thing, because my priorities used to be so out of whack that my top priority was painkillers. I used to think that I needed painkillers to be me.
And you said that you've attempted to get clean in the past and it didn't work. Do you think that this time it did work because of the way they detoxed you at the program you went to?
No, I wouldn't necessarily say that. Each time I went to treatment, I learned from the mistakes I made the previous times, which helped me to understand what I had to do this time. Part of that was this time I actually came up with an aftercare plan and decided to pursue outpatient rehab after leaving detox. For about 2 weeks following it, I was there up to 6 days a week, sometimes 6 hours a day, and it definitely helped.
And why is it you think you started using pills in the first place?
I mean, obviously it just started out as fun, but at the same time, I'm of the belief that anytime you get so involved in a substance like that, it's because there's a void in your life.
Now, you've said that you've attempted to get clean a few times before you were finally successful. What do you think has been the hardest part about staying clean?
Well, for me personally, it's as easy as I make it or it's as hard as I make it. I think the mental aspect is truly the toughest aspect because, you know, you could come up with the simplest excuse. This is something I'm going to have to deal with for the rest of my life. But I definitely think the mental aspect is the toughest aspect by far. It's absolute enslavement. It's absolute enslavement.
Vin, thank you for speaking with us today, and good luck on your sobriety.
Thank you, man. Truly appreciate it.
We've heard how difficult it is to struggle with drug addiction, and now we will speak with someone dealing with alcoholism. We're here in the home of Danielle Jones in Booton, New Jersey. Danielle was a former alcoholic who's now living sober. Danielle, how long have you been clean?
It's been about 7 months now.
And had you tried to get clean in the past, or did you get clean on your first attempt?
I got clean on my first attempt. Usually when I put my mind to something, I just do it.
What made you decide that you wanted to stop drinking?
I got a DUI for drinking and driving.
And after you got that DUI, did you immediately stop drinking?
I did. I went into like almost a guilt trip, so I just stopped drinking, and then I put myself into a program.
And the program you went to, what was that like? What did you do there?
Actually, it was a great experience. It was a 12-week program, and what they did was they used physical fitness along with mental stability to kind of get your mind and your body to work together. So I did that for about 12 weeks.
Why do you think you started drinking in the first place?
I was a party girl. You know, I like to go out, have a good time. One thing led to another, and you just have a couple more drinks than you thought.
And what's been the hardest part about staying clean and not having a drink?
I would have to say that it's definitely different when I go out with my friends, trying to find different things to do has definitely been the hardest.
And have your friends been supportive of you in your sobriety?
Here and there. In the beginning they were, but then all of a sudden they thought I was becoming boring.
So you stopped drinking and your friends thought you became boring. I'm sure that was very difficult.
I just found new friends because with the program, then you started to go to meetings and that's where you found new networking and new social group.
After hearing from two former addicts, we sat down with the clinical director of a rehab facility. We're here at the Bridge in the West Caldwell office of clinical director Joel Levine. Joel, what exactly is the Bridge?
The Bridge is an outpatient counseling center that has several programs.
And you said that the Bridge is an outpatient facility. What are the major differences between an outpatient and an inpatient facility?
So we're a community-based program. So outpatient means that we would be able to reach people in their communities, whether they come to us or we go to them, because we have several several programs where we actually go into the people's homes. Inpatient is usually under medical direction. It's usually for substance abuse or other reasons, but that's a higher level of care. What we do is outpatient and intensive outpatient.
What would you say most people come to the Bridge seeking help for?
They seek help for mental health issues, as well as grief and loss, as well as other issues that are going on in their families. And they're coming to us because they have difficulty adjusting or difficulty transitioning through different stressors in their life.
Now, a lot of treatment programs, I'm thinking of Alcoholics Anonymous with their 12-step program, they use religion as a tool to help people get clean. Is that something the Bridge uses as well?
We encourage people to use community supports, whether it be some type of 12-step support or family support. But we usually refer them out for that. Inside the Bridge, we use a lot of the professional supports, which is our therapist here, as well as resources that the client may have or may already be using, like wellness options like yoga, mindfulness, meditation, things of that nature.
And if someone came to the Bridge to get help with substance abuse or alcohol, what exactly would the program here do?
So what we do is we look at what's called an ASAM model, which stands for American Society of Addiction Medicine. We look at a severity risk of the person in terms of their use, and we help them to be able to get towards the goal of recovery and abstinence and incorporate the family supports as well as their self-help supports, and to really be able to give them the counseling or address the reasons that they are using substances to begin with, because that's only a symptom of the larger problem.
Some people, they're able to go through a treatment program maybe once or twice and able to get clean and stay clean. In your professional opinion, why do you think some people have such a difficult time getting clean or staying clean?
Addiction is something that becomes lifelong. It's something that goes across the generations, multiple generations of use. It becomes genetic in essence, but it means that the person has been using that as their primary coping skill or primary means of dealing with life. And what we do is we are able to help them to be able to introduce other ways to cope or to deal with life. So I think that's really one of the reasons why people have been, using for so long, is because they don't have other ways of dealing with life or being able to manage the stress that they have.
So would you say a major part of the program here is giving people better ways to cope with those stresses and everyday situations?
Absolutely.
Addiction is one of the toughest challenges a person can face. Someone can be sober one day and relapse the next. But with facilities like The Bridge and others like it, people like Vin and Danielle can get clean and hopefully stay clean. I'm Eric Lipkin with WRPR Radio.